and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Head over there, enjoy the features on the site totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
To the phones, to the fun, we go to Todd, listening in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and your friend there.
How's it going?
Sean,
go ahead, Todd.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently, I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier because I was out for a little bit, but apparently Ron Paul's son, Senator-elect Rand Paul, has proposed federal legislation to deal with the TSA problem.
Oh, and how's that? I did not hear that, no.
Oh, yeah. According to Headline News, and I heard about this, and I was talking to a friend of mine about it today. He heard about it. Apparently, the law would subject federal TSA employees to the same standards that other citizens must observe, and I'm quoting this from the article, where privacy, sexual battery, and other legal issues relating to screenings are concerned. In other words, if Paul's bill becomes law, a TSA agent who gropes a passenger inappropriately would be treated like any other citizen who gropes a passenger inappropriately.
Well, presuming that they'll arrest themselves.
Isn't that the bill that Ron Paul proposed in the House and just a mirror of it in the Senate?
I guess. Maybe it's a Ron Paul bill, but apparently, well, they're saying that it was authored by Rand Paul, not Ron Paul.
Okay.
But then again, maybe Ron Paul's bill does work in league with that. I think it's a great bill, what Ron's offering. But if what Rand is offering, I would be like, wow.
I don't know. Even if that goes through, you think it'll do anything, Todd? I mean, it's just the federal government saying something. It would require an enforcer.
You know, to be quite honest, I don't know if this is really going to go through.
Oh, it's pretty unlikely it would, but even if it did, what if it did go through, you still would it would require somebody who's willing to go arrest the TSA agents.
Yeah, pretty much. And I found this to be particularly interesting.
But you consented. They'll say you consented to it.
Well, that's because, the government will say that, you know, I mean, yeah. The government will say that you consented to being groped.
It's not molestation when you consent to it. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, but you know something? How can you consent to something if, for one thing, it's on federal property, and also the airports, which are not exactly as private as they used to be, really are in the interest of, you know, wanting to keep their, you know, their profits going. But the fact of the matter is, think about it. I mean, right now, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but even Orlando is thinking about opting out of the TSA program.
Orlando, except Stanford. This is one of those airports out there that is like just above a cow pasture kind of airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got a couple of terminals. It's got one domestic terminal, one international terminal. They're not very large terminals at that. So don't confuse this with the big one, the Orlando Metro Airport.
Well, I'm not. Well,
okay, I'm just making it clear.
What I'm trying to say here is that remember Congressman Micah, who basically said that there was this loophole in the TSA law that would actually allow the airports to opt out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently I found this out today, and this was even mentioned on Lou Rockwell's blog. They can opt out except it would hit, they can choose only one of five government-approved private contractors.
Sure, sure. And those contractors have to do whatever it is the TSA says, from what I understand.
It's going to be like a TSA-lite thing if they actually go along with that.
Better than nothing. I mean, as I saw the story about the Orlando little airport in Orlando, and they were saying that it's still cheaper as well for them to use the private security and that they'd prefer to go that route. Hey, thanks, Todd, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-259. 9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, did you have any more from the scientists on the X-radiation?
Yeah, sure. We'll continue with that. So, Peter Rez, a physicist professor, he says that it's 1/50th to 1/100th the amount of a standard chest X-ray.
Not 1/5000th or 1/1000th, as has been cited by the L.A. Times or the TSA.
Right. So, I mean, there's, what, lies, exaggerations, untruths? I don't know what you want to call this stuff.
What else are they lying about?
They're floating around out there. The TSA has been caught on multiple occasions lying about what their practices are. And, you know, it doesn't make me feel any better. He calculated the risk of getting cancer from a single scan at about 1 in 30 million.
Now, what's the risk of dying in a terrorism attack?
I don't know, but it's about the same according to this article. So maybe 1 in 30 million.
Yeah.
And so they're exposing you the chance of getting cancer at the same chance that you are going to die from terrorism. Why? Well, because it sells lots of multi-million-dollar machines. Please, people, don't forget that there are 300 million people in the United States.
I don't know
how many of them fly, but this means what? One person a year is going to get cancer from these things?
Well, Mark, it's the price you have to pay for safety.
Yeah, I guess as long as I don't have to pay for it, it's fine, right? As long as my family's safe, you know, screw the rest of these people. They should have to get scanned or die.
Didn't I see some headline about the head bureaucrat? I guess the TSA, or not the TSA, but the Department of Homeland Security, the Napolitano, I think is her name. Didn't she refuse to be scanned?
I believe she refused to have her skin shown. Because she's barrel-bodied, old bureaucrat. So this puts it at somewhat less than the chance of being killed by being struck by lightning in 1 year, is what he said.
I don't know about you, but I might rather die in a terrorism attack than die of cancer. One of them is probably a lot more painful.
While the risk of getting fatal cancer from the screening is minuscule, it's about equal to the probability of an airplane will be blown up by a terrorist, he added. So my view is that there's not a case to be made for deploying them to prevent such a low probability event.
Oh, there's a case to be made for Michael Chertoff and his buddies who are profiting
off of this. All the money.
This is the guy who was the head of Homeland Security, the guy that looked like Skeletor, as you may recall, with the sunken features and the kind of the skull-looking face. That's the guy who is actually apparently running the company now after, while he was in office, gave his own company, or his buddies at the time that were running it, gave his buddies this contract, and then they hired him on to run the thing once he quit.
Well, that was the deal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying politicians are corrupt?
Oh, no, that's just business.
Oh, okay.
That's just how they do things.
Everybody knows this is the case, and they still trust these people. It baffles me.
Yeah, they do, and that's pretty scary. But more people are opting out. More people are saying they've had enough. And it's starting to really ruffle the feathers of the status, isn't it? I mean, look at the L.A. Times coming out with shut up and fly,
yeah.
Basically.
I mean, talk about feathers ruffled. They just told 15% of the population that claim to have problems with these things to shut up. Shut up.
Well, yeah, you are causing trouble. You are making it difficult on this police state. Sheep are supposed to be sheep-like and not be stepping out of line. You are supposed to go with the herd. You are supposed to keep your head down and do not complain. Don't give them ideas. That's really the worst thing about what you're doing to us. You're making this hard on us statists that want to control you. You're making it hard because you keep speaking. You keep telling people things, like truth. You keep telling them these ideas that are putting thoughts into their head, and it's resulting in people getting upset at us, and it's resulting in people getting ideas about not cooperating with us. We can't have that. It's very important for you to cooperate. It's very important for you to just do what we say.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's about obedience. And that's the reason they give that they've trotted out the new, more invasive pat-down at the same time they trot out this machine. Really? The old pat-down wasn't good enough that they were giving for the metal detector. Now they have a new invasive pat-down that comes at the same time as the machine that has health risks.
Shut up! Shut up!
That's all there is to
shut
it.
Shut up!
Right, that's it. It's just shut up.
That's the whole argument right there.
Yep. Brilliant. Brilliant! Intellectuals, 800-259-9231. We need the police states. Safety. Terrorism. Aren't you scared? You should be scared, not speaking out. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there completely free. Features including our listening options. You can watch and listen to the show, actually, if you want. We've got live streams. We've got a webcam. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of our live streams. Listen lines are available that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. You can go and see some of our listening options over at listen.freetalklive.com. And when it comes to protecting yourself from potential police abuse, the most important place is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness. FreedomCam.net. So we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Dino is in Oregon. And Dino, you're on with Ian, Sean, and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dino.
Hey, have you guys noticed the rise in communism just slowly over time?
Sure,
I remember, remember 1976 when they had the bicentennial and how everyone was all patriotic and proud. I think they saw that moment and freaked out.
I was not around at that time, unfortunately.
I was around. I got some of the quarters.
Well, I mean, they had every manufacturer, car manufacturer, had a bicentennial car. My dad had a little Chevy Love truck that was white, and it had these red, white, and blue stripes on it. We need to just get back to that thing. I always tell people, you know, we're all related. We're all Americans. We have a culture. They want us to think we don't have a culture. We don't have...
What is that culture?
Well,
culture, you know what it is? It's liberty. It's having that bubble. Here's a phrase I came up with the other day. America is the world, but the world is not America. We are the adolescence of the entire world. This is the only place in the world that you can stand in a Taco Bell and be as Muslim as you want to be, and the next guy can be as drag queen-y as he wants to be, and the next guy can be a Ron Paul guy who wants to talk to everybody, and we're all okay with it. You can't go to any other country, even my second favorite country in the world, Iran, where they're also a republic and they respect people's liberty. This is the only place where you can really... Oh, yeah, they've demonized Iran. Iran has a lot in common with America. First of all, it kicked out a king, just like we did. Second of all, they have guys in robes that run part of their country, just like we do, Supreme Court and the judges and all of that. They have justice and liberty. They actually are all about family
value. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, there may be similarities between America and Iran, but it doesn't have anything to do with liberty because there isn't liberty in either place.
Well, there's liberty everywhere. You always carry liberty. Liberty is carried with you. If we carry liberty,
I'll agree with that
us,
point. I can be free in my mind, no doubt, but that doesn't mean that I'm free in my person, in that I can't do what I want to do. I can't live my life how I want to live it without having men with guns throw me in a cage for something they don't like.
Let me investigate this idea of the patriotism you were talking about initially, what this is all founded upon. And I would take I'm going to take issue with it, because I think that it's the patriotism that, in fact, lets the government get away with the taking away of people's freedom. Like, there's the culture of liberty, and I'll agree with you that America has the culture of liberty, at least at one point or another in its history. It was important, and there's sort of some residual liberty that the ideas of liberty that are still here. But, you know, it's the patriotism, it's the flag waving, it's the red, white, and blue stuff.
The nationalism?
Yeah, the nationalism that says, go ahead, politicians, you take care of us, and we'll take care of running the country. And, you know, I think most of the problems that we have are based on the patriotism.
That's the mass media patriotism. Real patriotism comes from somebody who sees a person hurt or downtrodden and immediately responds, because we're in America and that's what we do in this country for each other. We have compassion. We still, you know, mourn over the death of people. I think one of the best...
I'm pretty sure people around the world are compassionate and they mourn over other people's deaths and are concerned with their neighbors.
But we're here. It's geographic. We're here now. This is our time here now. And so as a people who have an ancestry and
have a rich history... Is it ethnocentrism? What's the word for this?
Ethnocentrism is the belief that your culture is superior to another.
No, we're not superior. Nonsense. We're definitely not superior. Look at G. Edward Griffin. The idea of collectivism versus individualism. This is an experiment. Listen to Ron Paul. This is the first time in history anybody's had a constitution this long. We have the longest constitution.
I think that's one of the problems with it, though. The constitution's been around so long that they've managed to corrupt it further.
New Zealand doesn't have a constitution.
You can't corrupt the Constitution.
Okay, I don't know what
based
you mean.
Based on the principles of liberty. Is an idea that you can never corrupt.
The Constitution was passed over the objections of the anti-federalists. The fact is that it is a document of large government. It was created against the will of the guys that didn't
only
want that
only a
stuff.
Communist would say that about the Constitution.
study your history. Call
You're
me
a collectivist.
Commie. Listen to
You're
me.
Collectivist, obviously.
What are
the
you
Constitution
talking about?
Is the framework of liberty.
You think the Constitution was written by Jesus or something? Gave us this stinking country as it is today.
I bet you don't like the Founding Fathers and you think they were elitists, don't you?
I kind of do in some ways.
Yeah, I bet you do. They had a lot to risk and they gave it up and you wouldn't exist.
What are you risking, buddy?
Oh, I was in the Army at 17. I risk every day because I tell people like you who don't understand what's going on in the world, don't understand
what
Iran.
What don't I understand?
You don't understand
We've
anything
got the
about
Constitution.
Iran.
We have the country as it is. Tell me how the Constitution didn't bring around this country.
The Constitution and the Founding Fathers brought around this country because they took an idea that people could live any way they wanted to, and turn it into reality.
Have you ever heard of the Articles of Confederation?
Of course.
Then what were they? Were they a document that was as good as the Constitution, or the Constitution? Is it some kind of,
They were articles in a newspaper, to be precise, and they didn't really mean much. The Constitution meant something.
Wasn't
because
the country
people,
run off the Articles of
yeah.
Confederation?
The Articles of Confederation were the governing documents equivalent to the Constitution from 1776 until the early 1800s, if I recall.
I can publish articles
gonna get to read
in the
it.
Newspaper. The Constitution was actually laying the sword down.
It was written on hemp paper with real ink, so it's more important.
It was, because back then, when you wrote something, it meant something. Just like they're getting rid of the dollar and we're going to a
global
government.
Is that why they wrote the Constitution,
sure,
then they had the Alien Sedition Act there shortly thereafter? Because it meant something?
And the Whiskey Rebellion, when they sent the troops.
How about Shays Rebellion?
Yeah. You know how many people died because they were involved with the founding of this country?
How many people did they kill during the Whiskey Rebellion and the Shays Rebellion? People that wanted to live free themselves.
Well, we're still going to have struggles when you start anything. Look at poor Iran.
You just said the Founding Fathers weren't elitists. And elitists are the kind of people that kill people they disagree with.
Didn't Dino also say that the Constitution was the creation of liberty? I mean, I thought that they were creating freedom with the Constitution.
Freedom is a word that doesn't mean anything. It's a loosey-goosey word that Americans use in place of precise words like liberty, sovereignty, actual words that mean something.
No, I used the word liberty. Didn't you say that the Constitution created liberty?
It's an actualization of liberty.
What the hell does that mean? I want to hang on to you here because I don't even think that you've listened to the show before. We'll bring it back in a moment.
Some kind of
you're calling us communists. 800-259-9231. You take...
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are completely free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy stuff like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Got a brand new system that has linked in the wiki directly with the front page, and every time you look at our download bar with the last week's worth of shows, there's little icons down there. One of them links to the wiki, because each show now has a wiki page. So if you want to go and write all whatever the heck you want, some sort of really detailed description of the show, because some people have said, we want more description. Want to know how many hosts are on the show and who's on. And I'm like, I only have so much room. I only want to put the basics in the general show description, but now you can go and fill in the wiki to your heart's content, add in links to different stuff. We've got our show prep as well, which is also linked to, and so it's a whole new system up at freetalklive.com, and the wiki's part of it at wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're a graduate student, recent graduate, or undergraduate, there's internships in federal and state policy organizations, print, broadcast, new media, investigative journalism. They're all brought to you by the Institute for Humane Studies. You get a stipend, housing assistance, mentoring, everything you need for this internship. Just go to libertarianinternships.com. The job market really sinks this summer. Internship makes a lot of sense. Libertarianinternships.com. You'll get paid for this. That's what the stipend is all about. And all you have to do is go there, sign up for more information at libertarianinternships.com.
We are talking to Dino, and I believe he's still with us. Dino in Oregon, are you there?
I am. Can you guys listen to something real quick for me, please?
Go right ahead, Dino.
The communist fifth columnists among us are working for a world dictatorship. To accomplish this, the strategy is to undermine the confidence of our people in the American system
Right. If we don't...
All right. I've heard enough.
I'll explain this in a second. Hello?
Yeah, just rather talk to you. You're suggesting that by undermining the Constitution and the Founding Fathers that we are doing the work of communists. Is that right?
I remember the couch incident. One of you guys had a couch.
Oh, so you have listened to the show before.
Of course, I've been listening to it the whole time. And, you know, here's a good one for you. I used to listen to Alex Jones, and I don't. I listen to Mike Rivero, and I listen to Joyce Riley, and I listen to...
Nobody knows who those people are.
I don't know who those people are.
Jack McClam. Everybody knows who those people are. You've got listeners who are true patriots like me. You don't, because you're isolated. I know the movement. The movement is bigger than you think. It incorporates people like you guys, but it also is a raw movement that includes most of us in the movement, and it's very broad, are followers of what Ron Paul has to say. If you've listened to his latest speech in front of the House, it's pretty amazing. It's people are fed up, and you should definitely listen to it.
What the heck are you getting at?
I'm getting at that most likely you guys need to sit down and read some more G. Edward Griffin and find out if you're an individualist or a collectivist. Which one are you?
I'm an individualist and anarcho-capitalist.
You've been listening to this show for as long as the couch incident for years. That's 2007 when that happened. You've been listening to this show for that long, and you don't know. It's unclear in your mind as to whether the hosts consider themselves individualists or collectivists.
Truly. I mean, would you vote for Ron Paul tomorrow?
If I had the opportunity to vote for Ron Paul, I would. But why is that the litmus test?
I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign.
Right,
it's one litmus test. There's a couple others. I mean, do you understand the difference between collectivism and individualism?
If you're asking me that, I don't think you do.
Okay, well, I mean, the whole couch incident proves it.
Proves what?
We cannot have couches sitting around dirtying up the neighborhood. If it's local control, it's okay. We can still have...
Oh, now, you remember when Samuel Adams, the...
You're like a neighborhood Nazi.
The leader of the Sons of Liberty, once the Shays Rebellion starts up, and he goes down there to talk to the people who nearly topple the government of Massachusetts, he goes down to talk to them, and he says, hey, you guys can't have a rebellion. We have our own government now. This is the guy that wanted the king off their back, said, hey, as long as the Lord is, well, who I want him to be, then it's fine. As long as we have a local lord, then everything's cool. But if the lord's across the ocean, then it's not acceptable.
Well, you're either about liberty or you aren't, Dino, and it sounds to me like you aren't. I mean, if you're supporting using aggressive force against your neighbors, and I'm insinuating that based on what you said
there.
Yeah, so, you know, I may agree with you, Dino, that couches don't really belong on someone's front lawn. I think that, you know, it's fairly unsightly, and I generally would agree with that. Had it been brought to my attention in a neighborly manner, it would have been dealt with in a neighborly manner, but that wasn't. I don't want to get into hash out all the details on that, but nonetheless, let me just say I agree that, you know, it's nice to have a clean-looking neighborhood. On the other hand, I'm not willing to use force. I'm not willing to aggress against my neighbors that might have yards that I disagree with, or that might have things in their yards that I don't like. So that's the difference, I guess, between you and me, is that I actually do believe in individual liberty, and you just masquerade as though you do.
See, there's no place in the world besides America that we could actually understand what we're even talking about and have this conversation. So just remember, we do have a culture. Oh, well, I'm sure of it.
I don't know what the culture is, though. And if the culture is the ideas of liberty, I'm with you. I think that there's some of that there, in there. But my concern, this is the very beginning of it all, is that the flag waving, hand over your heart, tear in your eye, go America crowd, is really just enables the politicians to ruin the country.
By the sports-loving crowd, though? I mean, aren't the patriot people
it's the same
people
thing.
Who are...
Yeah, where's the difference?
No, it's not. They play they have the fireworks and the flags at the sports events.
Oh, by the way, the idea that
I'm not talking about people that call themselves the Patriot
and
movement.
And Dino, you're totally an ethnocentrist. I mean, you're so saying that everybody's better in America. This is the greatest place in the world, and that, you know, we could only have this conversation, this nuanced discussion about liberty in this country. Sorry, there's the Instituto de Mises Brazil. I mean, there are plenty of people around the world that understand what the ideas of liberty are. In fact, a lot of them come here because they want
to
make a better
Mises.
Life. Go ahead.
I'm a subscriber to Mises, and I understand the Austrian economic theory. I'm just saying that the world is not America, but America is the world.
And all right, you said that once. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Call volume was kind of dropping off there anyway. So, yeah. Individualist or collectivist? Now, Sean used the term anarcho-capitalist. I find that a difficult term. I don't much care for it, but I understand where you're coming from. You are essentially trying to let him know that you support, you know, individual freedom.
Complete individual freedom. Anyone can do whatever they want as long as they don't harm another person.
The Constitution did not support that.
That includes private property rights.
The Constitution did not support that. They did not support. The Constitution did not support true individual liberty. It's a government document. The Constitution is a document that was created to create the supposed founding rules for the government.
A monopoly government that was intended to increase power towards the federal level. I mean, you know, if what he said is that local control was better, but the Articles of Confederation were about more local controls.
Well, there's this love affair that people have with the Constitution,
right?
And
just
it
like
has to do with
just like Moses brought it down from Mount Vernon and gave it to George Washington.
Just conveniently ignore the whole part about black people being 3/5 of a man, and
the Indians not being any,
and ignoring women,
setting up the post office. You know,
the government bureaucracy
allowing the army to circumvent its the 2-year provision that it has there.
The 2-year funding provision.
It's a funding provision in the for 2 years that I guess what the founding fathers were trying to say was that there shouldn't be a standing army.
Some said that, yeah.
And initially there wasn't, as I understand it. They had to sort of raise one,
Shut up, you commie.
It's just a love affair with the Constitution,
And that's what's promoted in the Patriot movement, which he was referring to, and it's larger than you think it is. And I don't consider myself part of the Patriot movement, because the Patriot movement has, and I would have maybe, 5 years ago, I would have taken that term, but reluctantly, because there's all kinds of, craziness surrounding the Patriot movement as well.
There's a lot of bigots in the Patriot movement.
Oh, yeah. I liked the idea of patriotism in that I supported the concepts.
I wanted to wrap myself on the flag and deflect anybody's statement that I might be a bad American, but I think I am.
1-800-259-9231, but I don't have any love for the Constitution, and I don't have any love for patriotism. I love the idea of freedom. And
several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. And remember, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. And the company is run by the awesome Jason Osborne. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with your phone calls in just a moment, but just a few more thoughts real quick on the idea of patriotism and, nationalism. And I used to think there was a difference between the two terms, and I'm not so sure anymore. I don't know. Maybe there still is. Maybe we can go dig around through the dictionary, and I can be reminded of what that that difference is. But do y'all feel like there is a real significant difference between patriotism and nationalism?
I can't think to describe one.
Maybe
there is.
Maybe it's like a nationalist is somebody who's with the with whatever the government does, no matter what it is, whereas a patriot is more somebody that that alludes to the way things were or the way things should be about liberty and what their ideal vision of the country is. Maybe that's what my old difference was. And I could, from that perspective, maybe I could see that. But I agree with you, Mark. I'm not a patriot anymore. There's no way I could define myself as that because maybe while at one time in my life I did support the idea of getting the republic, having a republic, and this is a republic and not a democracy, and all of that stuff. And then I came to the conclusion that the Constitution, as Lysander Spooner put it, it either authorized all the tyranny that we have or was completely powerless to prevent it, and that it is essentially just a document between a bunch of men who are now dead and how they could somehow bind me in any way, shape, or form before I even existed without my consent is pretty ludicrous. And on top of all that, the Constitution is nothing more than a set of rules for how a government is supposed to be run, and I don't support the idea of a coercive government anymore, and so I don't support the United States of America. How could I? It's not possible. I don't support the concept.
I like the colors and the stars and the eagles. I like that part. But after that, it starts to fall apart for me. Whatever the country, whatever it is that people believe as far as, culture and national identity and all that stuff, it's all bad stuff the best I can tell, the largely at least, and it's certainly not worth what we have. What do I have in common with somebody who's living in San Diego that I don't have in common with somebody who's living much closer to me in Montreal. I mean, you know, why is that? Why am I paying, you know, my taxes into the central share in order to protect those people over there? Or actually, mostly the politicians, under the guise of protecting those people.
There's nothing I want from the federal government. I can't see any use for having an agency of coercive force around. I mean, I have a problem enough with the local and state governments. I can't see any reason to have a federal government. And of all the times I've asked for people to give me a reason, like, why should I support this federal government? I've never heard one that's persuasive. Never once. Oh, they'll protect you. No, they won't.
They'll protect their buildings.
Yeah.
They'll bulldoze your house to protect their buildings.
Absolutely right. If your life gets in the way of them protecting their system, they will exterminate you.
Right. They'll institute a draft, if they could, to draft you to fight their wars in foreign countries. Yeah. What's that doing to protect me?
No. Nothing. It's putting you in more danger by angering people in countries around the world. So there's no evidence whatsoever that the federal government protects or ever did protect anybody. As you pointed out, right after it was formed, they went ahead and did, you know, all kinds of anti-liberty things to people. In order for them to even protect you in the first place, they have to steal from you, and so therefore the value violates the whole idea of being protected.
And remember how it was set up. I mean, you know, it's not like everybody agreed. This was not a unanimous decision by the people who live here.
They didn't ask me.
Think about what they did to the Indians in the process. You know, just took their land in most cases, fought, you know, figured out reasons to fight them, and then fought them, took their land from them. What about the people that disagreed? Tarred and feathered. I mean, liberty?
Well, as I understand it, the Constitutional Convention that gave us the Constitution we have now was called to make a few minor amendments to the Articles of Confederation.
Yeah, that was my understanding, too. By the way, I have a picture of the Articles of Confederation here, and they don't look like they were printed in a newspaper. They appear to be written on calligraphy on a...
Imagine they were printed in some
papers. I'm sure they were. I don't know what that... I don't know. It was just the Articles of Confederation were actually articles in a newspaper. Kind of threw me.
Strange statement to make. Yeah,
it didn't mean much to me.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Will is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Will.
How you doing, Jeff? Just call in and talk about the fuzzy logic of your last caller. He appeared to be using all the Tea Party and Republicanoid talking points to try and validate the absolutism of patriarchy and the cultural war that's being fought within the boundaries of government, which is, of course, ever expanding into our private lives.
Well, one of the things I never actually got him to answer, and I didn't push on him very hard, there's so much else to dig into, was he claimed there was a culture in America, and I don't know what that even means.
Well, the whole culture in America it's definitely a it's an us versus them mentality. It's another form of balkanization where they can say one side is against abortion and one side's for it. It's where they can divide us up, but then say we're united by this culture and it's all of our differences that unite us. When in fact it is that ultranationalism. It is, you know, the patriarchy that unites us under fear of being essentially beaten or jailed or thrown in a dungeon. And if we don't adhere to an acceptable left or right version of their culture, of whatever they believe their culture to be, I guess it's the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant culture that we inherited from the Eurasian hegemony as it moved west into the New World. That's not a culture I want. That's the culture of Christopher Columbus. That's the culture of death, destruction, disease, exploitation, etc. And that's not something that I want to be a part of as an American, especially as someone that's a Native American, or as L. Neil Smith put it, a Siberian American, if we want to hyphenate it. Nobody was here first, and using those simplistic Lockean property rights, which is another type of absolutism, or popular Lockean property rights, again, you know, it's hard to tell what that caller has read or what the caller believes, because he's just tossing around talking points that aren't really making any sense.
He rattled off some names of some talk show hosts that were that are basically, you know, the patriot community talk show hosts, and then made the assertion that, well, everybody knows who those people are, and I bet you most of my listeners don't.
But I knew about who half of them were. The other ones were kind of they were a bit obscure. So yeah. I'm a new listener, and I thank you guys very much for being a voice of reason in the liberty movement, as opposed to people like the last caller, and to a lesser extent, even Askins, who is he's a big proponent of hyperbole, is the nicest way I can put it. You know, that's not what the movement needs. Truth is stranger than fiction, and we don't need people, you know, fantasizing about the details that, you know, aren't available to us.
Very intelligent call. When are you moving to New Hampshire, Willie? You seem like somebody we could really use out here.
Personally, you know what, I consider myself a bit of a nonconformist, and I don't think there's much culture east of the Big Muddy. So I think I'm going to stay out here in West America, and you can hassle me at fedland.wordpress.com if you don't mind the shameless self-promotion.
There you go, and that's your blog, and thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, they'll come around eventually.
Right, that's really the point. That's what our task is. Our task is to make New Hampshire such a...
Undeniably
more free place that people like that just don't have the option.
But the trick is, the more people that get here sooner, the easier it'll be to free New
Indeed.
Hampshire. So.
Some will, some won't. Yeah. That's all there is to
you
it.
Have to create a movement that's undeniably
Can't
exciting.
Can't guilt somebody into moving in. It wouldn't be good if you did.
No, but you've got to create... We're eventually going to create that free place, Mark, but then all the people will just, all right, great, let me move now. That's fine. But we have to, in order to get the activists on board, we've got to create an exciting activism movement that is unlike anything else out there. And I think that already exists. It's just not promoted well enough yet. People aren't aware of how great the activism movement in New Hampshire is. And I think it's got a long way to go. I mean, it's just in the very, very initial stages, only several hundred movers at this point. Sean, have you seen growth in the last year, would you say, the movement here?
I'm certainly seeing a lot of new people showing up, but I'm also seeing some of them go away. Some of them are not sticking around. They don't get involved in something, and maybe they're not self-starters. Maybe
that's definitely the truth about some people.
Something different. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you can't win them all, right? I mean, people come and they go.
It doesn't really matter whether people come or go. The fact is that the results are here, and we've seen them all over.
Yeah, but it's still sad when people leave. 800-259-9231.
It's about people. It's really not. It's about the quality of the person. And if they leave, it wasn't meant to be.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.